Wake up, wake up.
Ready or not?
The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
It's the new way to get you going in the morning.
Smile 90.4 FM.
So you get your first car. First thing you want to do about it, because it's normally an inherited car, right? If you're lucky.
Yeah.
Yep.
If it's not an inherited car, it's a communal car. By that, it's your mom's car. It's your mom's car. It's not. It's a car.
Yeah.
Right. It equates to freedom. Mm. So you want to kind of make it a bit more hip and a bit more cool, because as in its current configuration that mom has it in, it's not that great, right? It's not that cool. Neither. It needs a bit more street cred. So you do a couple of things to it. And number one is sound. Yeah. Sound is always important. So you fix the sound system, you get 6x9s. Mm. By the way, there's a generation of people listening now who have got no idea what a 6x9 is. It's a speaker.
Right?
Centimeters, 6x9. And you'd have two of them at the back of the car. If they were responsible for the main sound in your vehicle, you'd have little tweeters and tweakers in the doors in the front, but the 6x9s with a big sub in the boot would be responsible for powering the music in your car.
Mm-hmm.
If you were really going all out, you'd get a little 45-watt amp, or you'd get other things in the back of the which would drain the battery. You couldn't ever just listen to it without the car on, because you wouldn't be able to start the car again. And Golfs were the best to modify.
Sure.
The old school VW Golfs were the best to be able to cut through the plywood at the back, the little plywood sill that it basically closes the boot at the back. You'd cut through the speaker holes in the back there. You could put things in the boot of your car. Easy to cut into the side walls of the doors to put tweeters in. Sound first, right? So, then the next thing that gave your mom's car a bit more street cred was the wheels.
Oh, yes.
Off with the old school biscuit wheels. off with the old school. And they don't even make these anymore, where you can actually stick the hubcap on. The hubcap comes off, and they used to go flying if they weren't on properly. Take a corner too sharp and your hubcap would go ahead of the car.
Yeah.
Old school hubcaps on. All that's got to come off. Mm-hmm. We're putting proper mags on.
Sure. Oh.
Proper mags on the car.
Sure.
Mags are on. Sound is going.
And you can't go this route if you forget the fin.
Of course.
Natuurlijk.
Of course, the fin.
Sure.
And that was always like a hard thing to find. Where would you find a fin? You know, you'd go looking and shopping around for a decent looking fin for your car.
I've got no idea. I was never on route for that thing. But I mean, you see these cars and the wing is bigger than the car.
Yeah, it's so true. Whenever that one person on the school run got a new car, and they'd come to school in that brand new car, be dropped off in it, and you were like, whoa. Mm-hmm. And you had sport away, and then that parent of that car would come in. Everyone would try and pile into that car first. And I'd always be late, and then that car would be full, and I'd have to get in the skedonk.
Yeah, no. Dit was altijd lekker. Jy, well, op hoërskool nou, Potchefstroom Gymnasium.
Ja, ja.
So kom jy so, jy's 17, dit beteken meeste van ons het ons lisensie al daai tyd gehad.
Wow.
En dan kom daai kinders, nee, Potch kinders, en hulle kom met hulle splinternuwe karre daaraan. En daar was een ou gewees wat hierdie Porsche gehad het.
What?
Maar ek dink dis omdat hulle sy ouers wel af was.
Okay.
Kom hy daaraan met so rooi Porsche, kom stop hy daar, staan het 9 en jy dink, waar kry jy die geld?
Staan het 9?
Staan het 9.
Sure.
En hy bestuur die Porsche?
Hy bestuur die Porsche.
Yo.
First of all, that's illegal. First,
hey, listen,
that is 17 years old. He doesn't have a license.
22 instead of 9. Running 4 businesses. But he's just had a 9 and he drives a Porsche.
I remember back in the days, it was my 21st, and bought a Conquest 1300, which was quite standard. And I thought, I need to do something to this car. I had a boot spoiler put in with a light, tinted the windows of the car. I also had a new tape put in, you know, when you just take the face off. And back then, it was very quiet to take off your face and put it in your bag. I also had the boot at the back, you know, the board. I had a wooden board cut out so I can fit in 6x9s and some tweeters as well, because I thought music was very important.
What was your first car?
Nissan Sentra.
Oh, Sentra key.
Yeah.
1400, 140.
And you know, my mom was really trying for me to like pump up my car.
Yeah. Mm.
And then she bought me these seat covers, those beaded seat covers. And I just lost all street cred.
You had a choice in that Nissan Sentra of white, 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 or white. Was it white?
No, I actually had a red one. Ah. And we called it the Roy Gevaar.
There we go. Yeah. We roy you know
they gave those red Sentras to the fire department. Do you remember? Yeah. The fire department had the red Sentras.
I had a 1982 little red Golf 1600.
You're the best.
We called it the 007 car because when you pulled away, it was just smoke, but it got me to school and back. But I modified the exhaust pipe, so it went from a 18 millimeter exhaust pipe to a 550 millimeter. It sounded like a V8. I did the louver at the back. You know, you spoke about the hubcaps earlier. Remember those chrome little pieces you could put on the actual the steering wheel?
Yes.
So it looked like a chrome thing, and you shine it up. I had that as well. Back on my exhaust pipe.
Yeah.
My sister-in-law, I lived in Autry at the time, and so did my brother and sister-in-law. When I came over Autry Bridge.
Yeah.
My sister already knew to put the kettle on because she heard me coming from a mile away.
There was nothing stealthy about that. They knew. Here he comes. We can hear him. He's at the bridge.
And I drove like a bat out of hell. So she knew I'm on my way. The kettle is on.
You know, the nicest things about those Golfs, they were so cheap to maintain and they were so cool to drive. They drove nicely. They were easy to maintain.
100%.
You could put amazing sound in them. It was so easy to put sound in those cars.
I had speakers in every door, so you could cut out, like you said, you cut out old 6x9s and the little tweeters when those came out. And I mean, you played with your tape deck, and people now don't understand. You know, the pencil in the tape, if it jams up, you've got to turn the pencil.
and then during that era, they came up with this. Before the clip-off faces, you could pull the whole cassette player out. It had a handle on it. You'd pull the whole thing out.
And you were the man.
You were the man. You'd carry that around with you wherever you went. You'd carry your cassette tape around with you.
Make it sick, make it suck. Follow us on TikTok
at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.